and a good morning to you all. I have blessed me all. It's rained all around us, but not upon us in this particular spot. And for that, we are indeed grateful. What a wonderful thing it is to gather here under the beautiful tree with the sky as a canopy and the sun to warm us.
Some of it has been learned. How else can we keep it alive? The rhymes. I asked my mother for 15 cents to see the elephant jump the fence. Jumped so high he touched the sky. Didn't come down till the 4th of July. All of us know it. Or eeny, meeny, dixie, deeny, hitty, my lickin', a Johnny, my queenie, time, time, American time. 1999, O-U-T spells out, you go, you dirty dish rag. And if I asked some of you if you knew folklore, you'd say, no, I don't know any, but you do. Because it's born in us, born with us, born of us. We made it. My name is nothing extra but that, so that I shall not tell. Characterizes folklore. We feel that we can't have this 11th annual Florida Folk Festival without the first citizens of Florida. And we are just happy as larks this morning that we have two important first citizens, Billy Bowlegs III, who has celebrated his 101st birthday and can still, I dare say, outwalk some of you. And Josie Billy from the Big Cypress Reservation, a Baptist preacher, an herb doctor. It was Josie who sold his tranquilizer to Upjohn for an undisclosed amount of money. And who knows, maybe some of you have taken it to quiet your nerves already. And if you haven't, maybe he's got some that he could rub on you or have you take three times a day. And there sitting beside him, resting from his trip down off the shores of Manatee County, is none other than Hernando de Soto. Hernando de Soto, will you come and make a pact with your erstwhile enemy, the Seminoles? Let's give him a hand.
Thank you very much. As Hernando de Soto from Manatee County, I want to thank you very much for inviting us to your festival. It is indeed an honor for me and for my organization, the DeSoto Celebration and Conquistadors, to be a part of this wonderful show. I want to invite each and every one of you to Manatee County and to our celebration, which we held each year in March. It's a wonderful show, and it's a wonderful time like you're having here. I do want to make peace. We have landed on the shores of Manatee a few weeks ago. We invaded the city. We captured the courthouse. We captured Manatee County, and now we're starting our trip up to the Mississippi as the original Hernando de Soto did. And while I'm here, I would like to make peace with the Indians, with Billy Bowlegs. We really are not your enemies. We're your friends, as I hope we are all of your friends. Thank you very much.
Well, you stand right there, because here comes Billy. And it is recorded in our American history that Hernando de Soto crossed the Suwannee River not very far from this historic spot. Now, I want Josie Billy to please come forward and say a few words to us. Both of these venerable American citizens taught themselves to read and speak English when it was frowned upon by their people. Josie, won't you step forward and say a few words to the people?
Say a few words to the people. Well, I'm glad to be with you for Suwannee around here. I saw a lot of people. Took it on all of my friends. Long while back for Indian people, no have friends for the white people. But now, all friends for the Indian people. Glad to have that for the teacher for the school building for him, all kind of that. I'm glad of that for myself. I'm a preacher, but Indian language. I don't do understand me well, but my preacher, but Indian Bible, preach. That's all I say.
The turbans that they are wearing are old-time traditional turbans. They were made of a long piece of cloth, very utilitarian. They could unroll them and wrap up in them if they were cold or if it were raining or if they needed a blanket to cover the ground to sleep on. Their hat was a many very useful thing. Thank you so much. They'll be here all day. They'll be back here, and they'll be over under the chickies. Both Billy and Josie Billy have little biographies, children, men, ladies and gentlemen, too. And I know that you want to take one of those home. They are yours just for the asking. Albert Devane, truly the friend of the Seminole who's sitting there with them, prepared these biographies. So please visit with them while you are here. Now the sun's getting high. It won't freckle you though, girl, so don't let that bother you. And we'll just move right on to the best fiddle music that you ever heard. Cousin John Green and one young man, Cousin Fred, and Grandpa Dan Stoudemire from Tallahassee Way. Going to make a little music.
I finally have Mr. Heaton here. Mr. Al Heaton.
Good.
Advertising your program as playing three instruments. He can't play but one at a time, however. Actually plays five. The banjo, the guitar, mandolin, fiddle, and auto harp. But he's going to play just the guitar, and we're going to play a tune. It's an old tune, I think old enough to be played at a folk festival, Show Me the Way to Go Home. Now, we aren't ready to go home, and perhaps we didn't have that drink an hour ago, which some people have about an hour before bedtime. But many of us did have a drink of coffee about an hour ago, so we're going to play Show Me the Way to Go Home, one of the old numbers, which... In my family, we have been singing a long time.
They didn't get the name on the program because they were a little late. But we are always happy to greet Duncan U. Fletcher, Jacksonville Beach High School Chorus, here to sing for us. Their leader is Artemis Manolius. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wrong. You can see, can't you? We'll let her pronounce it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Cousin Artemus Manolius. And as they file off, just look what's filing on. Right over in Lake City, across the river, is a school headed by honest-to-goodness sisters from Ireland. And to these lovely little Florida children, these little Florida crackers, they are passing on their lore. And they're going to do an Irish reel and a jig and a hornpipe. Goes back hundreds of years across the waters. Coming on are singers from Howard Academy, the beautiful town of Monticello in our Suwannee Valley area, and it's with pride that we have the spiritual singers come to sing for us. Remember that the spiritual is the American Negro's original contribution to folk music. What are you going to sing for us this morning? Ezekiel saw the wheel. And this is their leader, Josephine Kinder.
Easy goes on the wheel, way in the middle of the air. by faith and the thing we're right by the grace of God. It's a wheel, it's a wheel, way in the middle of the air. He's on the wheel, way in the middle of the
Just as we can't have a Florida folk festival without the First Citizens, the Seminole Indians, we positively cannot have a festival without all you Florida crackers in the audience. How many of you are Florida crackers? Hooray, hooray, hooray. How many of you are here for the first time? Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. We have to have crackers on our stage, and we have two of the best there are anywhere. Remember that cracker comes from our Spanish cowman, our American cowman, cracking their whips over the herds, the horses, the ox teams, traveling along the trails that came to be our modern highways. Here are J.P. Deakel and Tommy Walker from Jacksonville to crack the whip. You want to come up and say a word, cousin? Right up front there.
I would love to, Cousin Thelma, say a word.
Get in front of the mic.
There you go. You can tell an old country boy whenever you see one, he always goes to the wrong end of the mule. But you know, it's wonderful to me. It's a pleasure to be invited back here, Cousin Thelma. I've looked forward to this since last year. And I want to tell you just how the Florida cracker, I saw a lot of hands raised up just now about the Florida crackers whenever they, the way that got started. Back in the 18th century, our first cowboys were actually Indians. And they would pop their whips around over the herd because the underbrush was so dense until they couldn't get to drive them out. And they got known as the crackers. They didn't call them cowboys, they called them crackers. So as they would drive their herds out of the swamps and back in there by cracking their whips over them, it got known as the crackers, and it just began as time grew on there as Florida crackers. And that's where we all got our name, Florida crackers. How many Florida crackers we got here? Well, that's mighty good, but you know, it's a privilege to me to be here today. I've entertained thousands of people in the rodeo world that didn't pay any attention to our Christianity or anything else. We've entertained thousands of people that would look up at the stars through the bottom of a whiskey bottle. But we entertain them for the money that we got out of it, for not the entertainment. But I thank God today that I'm saved, I'm a child of God, and I entertain people now because I love Christian people. I don't do it for the money I get out of it. I do it for the glory of God. And I'd just like to everybody to say here today, I'll see you in Sunday school tomorrow.
Seriously, you must be quiet, real quiet, while Henry is on, I think. Well, I guess the Daves brothers got scattered, so it's all right. Come on and just pick a tune while they're sweeping for me. For us. How many of you read about the Florida Folk Festival in Florida Magazine? I just wanted to see the hands. Did it bring you here? I hope the Florida Magazine reporter who's here for the first time appreciates that. That's real fine.